Hey, y'all. Today's episode of The Read is brought to you by Squarespace. Squarespace is simple and intuitive. It helps you to build the exact website that you need. They've got beautiful designs that you can customize, plus commerce tools to take your business to the next level in case you need to sell something through your website. All the features you could ever need to make your site one of a kind are included when you build it with Squarespace. We use it at thisistheread.com, and you can start your free trial today by going to squarespace.com and entering offer code READ to get 10% off your first purchase. That's squarespace.com. Enter offer code READ and get 10% off your first purchase. Let us know what you're building with your site and set your website apart.
Hey guys, this episode is also being brought to you by Bevel. Bevel is the first and only shaving system for folks with coarse, curly hair, sensitive skin. It's the summertime, so you know it is very, very important for you to make sure that your skin and sexy is on point. Please don't let all of these other lying brands out here with their multi blades and fancy colors and designs and swoops fool you. This is the blade that you need. So go to getbevel.com and use code THEREED20 to get 20% off your first month. And shave smarter. Now let's start this program. I'm locked inside a land called foolish pride, where the man is always right. He hates to talk but loves to fight. Is that all right? On real cold days.
Yes.
He loves
the energy. I felt it.
I'm finished.
Oh man, shout out to Janelle Monáe and that flawless
but
album.
I'm asking you, will you stay with me in the land where we are free? Don't you know now?
Okay, well, welcome to The Read.
I am Cindy Mayweather.
And I am the Arch Android.
And this is The Read.
It is. I said I was going to get more into, you know, the geek stuff that you're into. And I just found out that Steven Universe is on Hulu. I don't know why I felt like that was relevant.
You know what? And that's so funny that you mentioned that because I've been watching it today.
Have you?
Yes,
I was just finna pull it up, but I got busy. And so, but I'm gonna watch it before the next episode.
Cranking out like a ton of episodes, I think, this month, something like that. It's a really good cartoon.
I'm really excited. So.
I was gonna sing the theme song today, but I remembered I sang it already.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know it, so I wouldn't have noticed.
We are the crystal gems.
Oh, well, I know that part.
Estelle sings in it.
Oh, God. Yeah. I'm so late. I got to get up on it. I got to.
It's a great cartoon.
Shout out to Estelle. I know she was at Essence Fest.
Actually, you really keep, even when it's weird, keep watching
when
it.
When you say weird, how weird?
It's not like anime. Well, it definitely has like a lot of, I feel like it has the energy of certain anime, but it's not like, it's cartoony weird.
Okay.
Like, just like little kid weird.
Okay. I'm excited.
Because there are like tones and things I think you're really going to appreciate.
All right. I can't wait now.
Okay. So, Black Excellence. This week, we're going to start with a young lady by the name of Chloe Thompson. She was recently on The Real.
Okay.
She has a website called ChloeCares.com. And this is basically a program that she has put together where, I think she's from Irvine, California. Is it Irvine or Irvine?
I think it's Irvine, right?
She's from California.
Okay.
And so basically what she does is she makes these like cute little bags, like a nice, sturdy, high quality bag, and then like designs them with her grandmother.
Okay.
And passes these bags out to homeless women around the neighborhoods and things like that. And inside of the bags are basically like essential things that we all need. Toothbrushes.
Oh,
so,
how cool is this?
You know, things
yeah.
like that.
Little necessity bags.
Right. But instead of giving you like an old Krograss, you know, right? They decided to make yeah. little things with love and design them, and she does it with her grandma. And so, you know, it's just a really awesome cause.
Sweet.
This girl is 8 years old. So I thought that was a really great story that you actually sent in.
I love it.
If you remember, you can send Black Excellence suggestions now.
Is Chloe black?
Yes, Chloe's black. Okay. She's a little black girl. Are you on the website?
Maybe I'm on the wrong website.
I'm so sorry. I forgot to say. It's Chloe Cares with K's.
Oh.
So
I was like, this Chloe is doing something very similar. And she is white as hell. So
it's Chloe with a K.
Oh, here we go.
And Cares with a K.
Oh, so cute.
So you can go over to the website and you can
love it.
You can donate, you can participate and do all of those things. And again, you can send Black Excellence suggestions and things like that over to thereadblack.com.
That's it. Come on.
I am here today. thereadblack@gmail.com. Actually, there's one that I wanted to read that's kind of like a submission, I think, of somebody's relatives.
Oh, I love those. They're so cute.
If only I can pull it up right here on my device, because, you know, it's here. And here we go.
All right.
All right. I'm with you.
Okay.
Here we are today.
Me and you together right now. We're going to figure it out.
The email is from, what says wink? So I'm going to say that. Hey, Crystal and Fury, I wanted to give a quick Black Excellence shout out to two women from my hometown. So these are not his family members.
That's all right.
But they are family members. Two women from my hometown who are sisters and are going to the Olympics together. I'm so impressed.
Wow, they're going to the Olympics.
Going to the Olympics together, competing in track and field. Their names are Tiffany Porter and Cindy. This is a word. O-F-I-L-I. Now, I'm going to allow Crystal to pronounce it because
Ophelia?
I'm tired of saying things wrong.
I think it's...
We're going to run with that.
Okay. Yeah, I think Ophelia from Ypsilanti, Michigan. That word I don't know.
Okay, well, we did our best with pronunciation.
Yes, we did.
And so they're going to the Olympics. They chose to represent Great Britain in the Olympic Games because, well, why not? This fuck-ass country is a crock shit and we all know it.
I mean, it's not like Great Britain is any better at all. But
Great Britain is literally America's granddaddy.
It's like, are you really mad? Like, you really prefer Great Britain over this place? I mean,
we're a joke right now.
We might be the worst of Great Britain.
Like,
well, they were like, oh, America,
like
here, y'all can go. Like an
old-ass ain't shit daddy yeah. That just had like a whole, like a son Man. That was super privileged, ain't have nothing to do but go and ruin shit. Like
right,
the son that
exactly.
Like he always had to go and get from jail. That's yes. This place.
That's Connor Hilton, whatever his name is, that one. The one who got kicked off a plane, or he like drove the flight attendants crazy with his insane antics, getting up on the plane and running around acting a drunk ass fool.
Oh, I remember this.
So, but anyway.
Yes. So, shout out to my hometown heroes. That's what this says.
Okay.
I apologize for struggling through that. But yes, you can send suggestions to thereadblack@gmail.com. Whether it's a family member, a teacher, you know, something you heard about, yeah. Whatever, send great stories. Sometimes I just like to read them.
Y'all be safe in Rio. I heard it's getting worse and worse, like as far as the Olympics are concerned.
Oh.
Some new superbug done showed up in the water down there, and the police said, we're not going to be policing, so come at your own risk. There are no hospitals. Nobody cares. Like,
well,
it just seems like...
Tell you where I'm not going.
You know, things are getting worse as far as the Olympics are concerned. But, you know, again, prayers with everybody who'll be making that journey.
Everyone involved. So, today in a segment that I am calling... Ba-da-ba-dum-bum-bum. Shame.
I love the intro.
Shade and Fool.
And you took yourself right on out with that.
I came over here like 5 minutes ago. So, Pain and Fool is actually one of my favorite movies in the world. Okay. And Shade is funny. And I just don't want to call it Six Sided World anymore.
I don't think I've ever seen Pain and Fool. I don't think so. When did that come out? In like the late 90s or something? Let me see.
No.
It may have come out during the time when my mom... Oh,
pretty
2002.
Sure it was early 2000s.
Oh, that's when I was not watching nigga movies.
Poof. You missed
so,
out.
So, yeah, I'll catch up on it.
One of the
it.
Best
I'll
nigga movies
it.
Came out in that era.
And I was firmly against them all. From like 97 to 2004, I was not trying to hear no black shit.
So, That's what I'm calling it. First and foremost, I just wanted to, you know, check on you and how you're doing.
We don't have to talk about it.
You know, well, everyone's talking about it. Everyone is talking about it.
I mean, it's...
I thought we were finished. I thought the last game was done, so we were moving
that
on.
That just means the season is over. But Kevin Durant was a free agent, and he chose to sign with the Golden State Warriors. And my diplomatic answer is that basketball players can do whatever they'd like to do, and I don't fault anybody for wanting a ring, so... I don't understand why you had to go to the Warriors of all fucking teams. Like, I get it, but I don't get it. And I think Kevin Durant is just going to have to understand that people are in their feelings about it. Like, and it's okay for me to be in our feelings. Like, it's okay for us to be in our feelings about it.
No, I think this is a very progressive answer.
I mean, this is
very,
you know.
Very mature.
I'm trying to be mature about it publicly, but.
Highest road.
I definitely have been in my feelings, like at home, looking at my jerseys and my jackets and my t-shirts, like, wow, this is really, like, you really did this. You really, I mean, and you left us for the Warriors. Like, it just
wants
the ring. I just, of all, I mean, yeah, you want a ring, but like, he used to talk all the time about how Oklahoma City was just so great and he never wanted to play for any other franchise. And I mean, Oklahomans love Kevin Durant. Like, I don't want to do this.
Well, I don't understand.
I mean, because from this point, he's our franchise player, definitely one of the stars of the team. He's gone to be with the light-skinned bad bitches of the West. Russell Westbrook is certainly not going to stay any longer than he has to. And from there, I just don't have any faith in the team's management to... put us back together again, basically. And I mean, and I get it. I understand. But that does not make it hurt any less. Like, it doesn't make me feel any less salty about the situation. So I want to say fuck Kevin Durant, but that's just because I'm in my feelings right now. So, oh well, I just feel that way.
I'm here for you, friend.
Thank you. I mean, I know you don't care at all, but...
I absolutely am concerned for you.
I'm gonna be okay. I mean, the Thunder is gonna be my team regardless. So
Durant is expected to sign a 2-year, $54.3 million.
Well,
that's just so much money.
I mean, it's not the money. It's the ring. He wants.
Oh, for sure.
He wants, you know, a championship. And I get it, but it just.
I mean, if I was a basketball player...
It sucks for the fans. It sucks for the Thunder.
If I were an athlete, I would want one too.
Right.
Who wouldn't?
Right.
So I get it.
I get it. Like, I understand it intellectually. But does that make it hurt any less? No.
So I have a question. Would we feel this way if instead of basketball teams and football teams, instead of them being like named after like towns and regions and cities, what if they were named after like... candy bars, like
what?
Like the Butterfinger Thunder and like like the 100 grand Heat or something. Like, how will we feel the same way about them? Like, would you like be like die hard Snickers Sons if like that was your favorite candy
really?
bar, or would you just like, would it just be about the
is that a real question?
Yeah,
I mean, yes, I think so, because people stand for their teams like no matter what. And I think even if you did something stupid like...
So you don't stand on your team just because that's where you're from?
Well, no. Oh, you mean like the origins. I thought you meant if they changed all the team names right now to like the Three Musketeer Warriors.
If they were never like attributed or connected to a
place. This is a high question. But yes, I think people would stand regardless of the name of the team, just because, you know, Americans are crazy about football and basketball. It's like everything to us. So yeah, I feel like people would go just as nuts, even if the name was something stupid.
Where is Kevin Durant from?
Washington, D.C.
I'm finished with the question.
Okay, thank you. Because I could tell you was trying, but you wasn't really... all the way together for you.
Everybody just bounces around. And
I mean, it's the only franchise he's ever played for. And then, I mean, like, it wouldn't hurt so bad if he didn't always talk about how much he loves Oklahoma City. And we get knocked down all the time, but we get back up. And we this. Like, he just...
Well, maybe he'll get his ring and then go back like LeBron James did. Maybe he just wants his ring and then he'll come back.
What about our ring, nigga? You left a championship caliber team. Like, you left us for the team that you helped us lose to.
That sucks.
Like, damn.
That's kind of like...
Shit.
You know, like, I guess if you leave somebody for the bitch you cheated on them with.
Yes. Kind of like that. I mean, except we all knew you cheated. But, you know, it's just... It hurts. It hurts, period. It's not a pleasant situation to be in. It's not a fun time for us, so...
So y'all are like Mashonda...
Wow. So I feel like every Thunder fan is going to automatically feel like they deserve to deliver you the fate because that was so disrespectful. You called us Mashonda. And no, we are not Mashonda because we will never come back 5 years later talking about, oh, we just one big happy blended family and shit. We ain't never going to sit down and have dinner with them dirty assholes. No, fuck them. Woo! Oh, it's fuck the Warriors forever, nigga. Forever.
Ryan Curry just got here.
Man, don't have me say something. Crumble said, fuck that baby, and you know I mean that. So.
I am so sorry to all of the Thunder fans.
You are so rude.
I am not
the
at all.
The tears in your eyes, though.
Because that was funny to me. That was funny to
you
me. I said,
make,
that was funny to
you
me.
You know, I can't wait till something crazy happens to something you love. I don't even know what.
Something, I mean, I've been waiting. Maybe they'll cancel Kingdom Hearts 3 or something and my heart will be broken, too.
Is that the video game that hasn't come out yet?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. Maybe it just won't ever come out.
That was rude. I mean, you still have the chance to get a ring.
That was rude. You called me Mashonda.
I was saying, like, in, comparison. I mean, clearly, Mashonda had cute songs.
We didn't have to do this. We didn't have to have a sports moment.
Kiki Palmer is apparently starring in an indie film where she will be playing a lesbian pimp.
Oh, God.
Oh, in God. New York City. IndieWire.com says, the film is essentially a love story that revolves around a female pimp, Kiki Palmer, and her girlfriend, Haley Ram, who dream of a better life and getting out of the situation they are in. DMX is also supposed to be in the movie.
Oh, no.
I'm
going to
watch it.
Is this going straight to TV One? It's not coming out. It can't be coming out in theaters.
I don't see anything here about theaters. It says filming is currently underway in
Queens.
In the quote, heart of the Bronx. So
yes, authenticity.
Right.
A female pimp.
A lesbian female pimp.
How is that going to work out?
I hope she's a stud.
Is she pimping nigga? No, because nobody would pay for sex from men. So I hope she's
a stud, too.
I guess
she's pimping the girlfriend?
Oh, the
she has a girlfriend, right. And they're trying to get like a better life. I don't know, through the art of.
I mean, but pimping your girlfriend feels like the opposite of productive. Like, I feel like you need multiple hoes in order to really get yourself to the place where you have a better life. You know, just one girl.
Yeah,
and then you taking all her money, but she lived with you anyway. So, what are you really bringing in?
Well, maybe she's just getting started, you know, like maybe she just found her way into the game.
Mm.
And so she's trying to like network and expand her staff.
Well, this doesn't sound good, but I love to hear about black people getting a job. So
as long as I can watch it for free, I'm gonna.
Okay.
It sounds
good. I can't wait to see what role DMX plays in this.
I just hope he shows
Kiki
up.
Palmer, didn't she already play a lesbian in Cassie's video or something? Somebody's
I think it was
video.
Her video.
Her video. Oh, right. And Cassie was the...
They were both like...
Yeah, they were doing like... Yeah, okay.
Mm,
all right. So Kiki Palmer just easing right on out that closet, ain't she?
She can dance.
Okay. That's
she
nice.
She randomly puts out like a whole bunch of little dance videos.
Oh, to other people's music?
Yeah, like to other people's songs. But like shoots a video
it.
For it. And
yeah.
I think that's cute. I just don't like...
I don't think I really understand.
She just
understand.
Does it, I guess, to do it?
Yeah, I don't really understand what Kiki Palmer is doing, but that's all right. Like, she's all right with me.
She
seems
fine.
To be a little high and without makeup sometimes on Snapchat, but I don't really blame her for that. I'm high all the time. So, y'all know, yeah, she's constantly. You ain't never seen them screenshots of Kiki Palmer on Snapchat?
Never.
Niggas be talking about her because she looks like a regular person without makeup, but she doesn't have makeup on, so... You know how niggas drag women for not putting on makeup. That's literally it.
Speaking of, let's talk about Karen King. Now, Karen, KK King, or I think that's what it is.
There you go.
Who is on Love and Hip Hop Atlanta again? She is the lady with the little dog.
Of all the ways to describe KK.
I mean, might as well. I feel like it's the nicest way to.
It definitely is.
We talked about this not too long ago. She was arrested in Saks Fifth Avenue in Atlanta after she spent $5,000 of other people's money.
You couldn't do something
on dresses,
reasonable.
Perfume, shoes, and other accessories. So now it's it's saying that the DA just hit her with 3 felony charges. One for financial identity fraud and 2 for credit card fraud. Each carries a sentence of at least a year behind bars.
Right.
That's at least.
Is she already a felon?
Yeah, she's been locked up before.
So is she on probation? If so, I see where her son gets his terrible decision-making abilities from, because he also was on probation and decided to sell marijuana. So, but I
just don't understand why. Like, why are you boosting? For what? What are you, like, scamming for?
To keep up appearances. So that niggas think they have what they don't actually have. So niggas feel jealous or feel like they doing some big shit or whatever when they really ain't doing a damn thing. Right. That's why you can go to Saks and spend $5,000 and stunt on everybody.
No, what I'm saying is, you live in Atlanta. There are so many people in Atlanta that design and make stuff where you could be looking like a regal, wealthy ass bitch and have a regular ass budget. You know what I'm saying? It's not like you just.
Right, but.
You have to.
What job does she have?
That's what I'm saying. Like, you can't just have. You're on a TV show, is what I'm saying. There has to be some, like, up and coming. Designers or people who would be willing to make some fly shit for you or keep you up in the latest whatever in exchange for you wearing their shit on TV. You know what I'm saying? So I don't understand what you're stealing for. Are you stealing to have designers specifically? Like, do you want to have...
Yeah, I definitely think it's like the big name shit. You want to have the luxury brands and the designers and the top name. You know how niggas are. Like, this don't... Nothing about that surprised me at all. Have you been watching the show? Have you seen... Did you see the episode where Scrap went to jail? It was very
sad. I actually watched that online.
It was very sad.
I watched that part specifically, and I was very surprised that they were allowed to film as much as they did.
Yeah, I was surprised that the judge let them into the courthouse and let them film that whole proceeding, but I guess he was
like... That judge is probably like, this nigga going to jail either way. I don't give a fuck what you doing
here. He said, I am willing to be lenient. As lenient as I can.
I mean, he had to have signed a release and all of that shit. Mm-hmm. So there's no way, right. Whatever.
I mean, but you had to go to jail. It was like mandatory sentencing. You had to go. So it was what it was.
And then the other son apparently just got shot in the head.
What?
The other day. Like in the Jesus. Back of the head. He was in the hospital, but he's fine. Or like he's okay.
How?
Miraculous.
Was the nigga wearing a helmet?
I believe in miracles. Because
he
made it.
I wish I could hit that note. Okay.
Ooh, me too.
But and who?
That was very classy. We're cackling at these people's misfortune.
I mean, because they put it on TV for us to cackle at. We would not have any idea who they were if they weren't on Love & Hip Hop.
Like, I kind of feel bad for homeboy who got locked up because, I mean, like, weed charges.
It's just
damn,
weed.
That sucks or whatever. But at the same time, you were on probation, like, and you on TV. Like, I know that Mona's not giving y'all motherfucking, like, Range Rover money or whatever, but...
Come on, Range Rover.
Come on. Go the Tammy Roman route. You remember Tammy Roman first started reality TV and she was wearing a regular ass fucking flea market sundresses and shit that everybody else have on. And she was like, that's fine because I know where I come from, bitch. And you can act like you ain't never seen a food stamp. And VH1 gave her some cash. And then bitch came back season 2 with fresh wigs and a bitch on the side to brush them. So, like, I just feel like you ain't got to.
Your wig look like Tammy's.
Tammy was over that. That was rude. That was rude.
I kind of miss Basketball Wives back when all them bitches was on it.
It's coming back.
I don't care about none of these new hoes. Right. I don't care about none of these new hoes.
I'm not at all interested.
Evelyn Lozada finally got a man worth too much money for her to be on TV.
Look, and I ain't heard her argue or say nothing about nothing since.
She got pregnant by that baseball player and was like, well, girls, that's my time. I'm going to go ahead and pack it
she
up.
She hit you with that Tamika Cop. She's, I got... Great life, great kids.
Great kids, great family.
I'm happy.
I'm doing great.
So I just, you know, there's that. I just, you know, I wish everybody the best. I'm glad that homeboy made it through that horrible shooting with his
life. So she's probably going to jail then if she's already a felon.
I mean,
girl, unless of all the...
They are just wrong. You know what I'm saying?
Right, unless, like, they just got the wrong bitch.
Right.
But I mean, when they file charges on your ass for something like this, it seems like if you were a sex, you're certainly on videotape.
Yeah, no, I don't feel like they're just absolutely incorrect. And in, right. If it's like if sex had and people came and got you and, you know.
Rumors are one thing, but actual federal charges filed against you, that's something else.
Right.
Good luck to you, girl.
Because it don't seem like they're just trying to waste their
time. But, you know, I mean, this lady, it makes seeing her actions make her children's actions make total sense to me now. Like, I get why her kids are so fucked up.
Apparently there's this new story about Sierra and Future.
Don't sound so excited, friend.
I'm just thrilled.
It just won't stop.
So, apparently in this, I think that Sierra dropped this lawsuit or whatever that she had, this defamation of character lawsuit.
Oh, she did?
At some point she had dropped it, I think. Mm. And then if she did, it's definitely been... It's back on the table. In some song that came out recently, I want to say on the DJ Esco mixtape, because I know I just heard this. He says something along the lines of, you sleeping with my baby mama, don't make me have to pull up on you, some dumb shit. You know, like some weird...
Well, he has an assortment of baby mamas, so that could be... A number of girls.
That was what I said. Now, when I heard it at first, I was like, "Oh, damn, that fit." But he got four or five.
Right.
So this could be about anybody.
Exactly.
And he goes back and forth between all of them too. So it's kind of
right.
He could be talking about anybody.
I'm sure he's fucking them all except Sierra. So
right. So Sierra is not playing that. And she doesn't like it. It's making, you know, her and Carlton uncomfortable. And so they are like, look, if we got to take you down, buddy, we're prepared to do so.
That'll be what we do. She really wants full custody. I feel it. And I don't blame her.
My nigga, I don't either. And I feel so torn with Future because I just love his ratchet ghetto ass fucking knuckle dragon ass music.
It is pure ignorance.
Love it.
The fact that you can even understand it.
But then sometimes, like even on that same mixtape, a lot of those songs I had to skip. And I can, like, I listen to rap music. Mm-hmm. So obviously, there's a certain level of misogyny in rap music that I just deal with and put aside or whatever. Because, I mean, you might as well just not listen to
it. Right, because you can't listen to it otherwise. Will Smith ain't out here no more.
Right.
Ain't no more clean rap.
We don't have no more of that motherfucking kitten play. Even them. So, like, there are some of them songs I had to skip where I was just like, my God, like, fuck. Like, what the fuck?
Right.
Like, some of the whole song.
Listening to Boosie's last album, I was like, my God, okay, you hate gays, but, like, how many times are you going to say it? And in how many different ways?
Apparently, she said something else about TV forcing kids to be gay or something like
Which
that.
Which was
like,
funny to me that just came out. Like, this nigga, I mean, it's all over his latest album, though. It's just like, clearly nobody listened to it. Because he was being homophobic as fuck all through that project. Nobody noticed that nigga was homophobic until like a week ago. So,
bye, girl.
That's sad. But, oh well, Boosie.
I mean, I literally don't need you.
Of all the things that you think could be like an influence, a bad influence on kids, maybe you being in and out of jail is a stronger influence on your children than seeing homosexuals on TV.
They
just a little bit
dyking.
And I love they dyking. What? Shit, somebody play that shit right now, I'm gonna lose my mind.
I have nothing else. So there's
two red balls kissing in the backseat.
Like, bitch. Anyway. So, Future responded with a scathing comment on Instagram that said, I put my own work in, no publicity. Let me focus on being great and leave me out the fake shit, please. I was exaggerating.
Okay.
And that's about it. So, you know, they might as well just get right back together and just be like a hip-hop, R&B, Jody and...
Oh, Lord.
Yvette.
No, they better the fuck not.
Well, then leave us alone. Like, I'm just, you know, it's, y'all are no longer together, but here we are, like, and all of this petty. You know, ladies.
So.
This is why you have to vet niggas. You got to be out here with these niggas for years.
Well, normally if a nigga already has four baby mamas, he's vetted himself for you. And you should know to not let that nigga nut in you. But.
You know, I forget that sometimes you have to say that. I feel like that would be
a nigga with that many baby mamas.
Not even ex-girlfriends. Like, he has four
right
baby mamas.
And it doesn't even mean that he's like a bad person, but just maybe not the one you want to let ejaculate inside your vagina.
You may not want to be his right baby mama yet.
Right.
Because it was like a few months in, and what did he say?
Wait.
It's hard to notice you.
Oh, yeah, on that damn video.
It was hard to notice her ass, and then next thing you know, she installed those dreads. I don't remember.
It was something like, it's not easy to miss you either, or it's easy to miss you too. Something like
some that. Shit.
Something that meant I glossed right past
like
you.
Like, I didn't see you at all, bitch. And that wasn't what he meant. Anyway, so good luck, whatever.
I read that this was like, I know that a bunch of the deposition stuff came out today. You didn't see none of that? Where Future, they asked Future about like all his tweets about her.
Oh, yes.
And he was like, I mean, basically, I was just talking out my ass. Like, he doesn't pay her $15,000 a month in child support, which we all knew.
I mean, duh.
She's never actually kept him from seeing baby Future. Like, this nigga just be tweeting to be tweeting.
Because he's in his feelings.
So I don't think she's... Yeah. I don't think she's trying to drop it. I think Future filed a motion to dismiss the defamation.
Oh, yeah,
lawsuit.
No, he dropped his. Because remember, he was countersuing her or some right. like random dumb shit.
Right, but her lawyer is like, we actually have loads and loads of evidence. So.
Yeah, they were like, because, you know, Sierra's been over on the West Coast chilling and drinking Bellinis with those white people for a few years at this point. So she's got her whole entire Caucasian team at the ready. And like,
she
well,
sure
actually, he's, you know, he's high. He's a liar. We have the evidence. Look at the emojis, Your Honor. We're just going to need full custody.
Trash.
And that would be unfortunate. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't like the idea of, you know, a kid not being able to see a parent, especially a dad as a boy and all of those things. But at the same time, like, I listen to this man's music and it's great. But it's just kind of like, if I'm this child's mama, right, mm-hmm. and this is my ex on top of that, we can talk about the nigga I'm with, because if I'm with him, I'm clearly not in my right state of mind. But if this is my nigga's ex, and he's rapping about women like this, and all of the drugs he's doing, mm-hmm. and all of this stuff, it's just kind of like, and then on top of that, you don't leave me the fuck alone. Like,
right.
I just can't fault her.
I feel like a lot of terrible people somehow manage to be good fathers, but Future isn't one of those people.
Yeah, I don't think it has anything to do with his, you know,
like Bill Cosby's kids talk about dad. What a great dad he was. Like, even after all that shit came out.
It has nothing to do with it.
Like, you may have been great in the role of a parent, but you may also be shitty in like every other capacity. So
just the same way you can be an amazing friend and a great person and a horrible boyfriend, girlfriend.
Oh yeah.
Girlfriend, wife.
Me, it's me. I'm a wretched girlfriend.
Like, just a horrible person altogether.
Yeah.
Like, I hate you.
Mm-hmm.
But in every other type of relationship, it's like you're the greatest person on earth.
Right.
So whatever.
Good luck, Sierra.
NeNe Leakes recently got into it with some folks on the interwebs that stand for a woman by the name of Kimberly Denise Jones.
Really?
Get this. So NeNe has a new website. I guess it's supposed to be a blog or a lifestyle. I didn't even take the time out to try to care. But it's called The Fab Gab.
Oh, girl. The fact that I thought it was NeNe the Nose. The Fab Gab. Let me Google
NeNe
it.
NeNe the Nose.
I mean, if you're going to come up with a new website, I feel like that's a very cute name. Fab Gab Blog. Fabulous inspiration for girly glam style and fashion. Is that? Are you kidding?
Are you at the Fab Gab?
This can't be. I'm
what
sorry.
What is the URL? No.
I'm on the wrong website.
You have to be.
I have to be.
That was not who I'm talking about.
Well.
Either way.
Okay.
It's like whatever, some kind of lifestyle, whatever shit. And
oh my God, it's the fabgab.co.
See, and you know what? I didn't want to take it there. I was going to leave that alone.
Oh, those .co's, girl. Listen, it fucks you up in Google because fabgabblog.com
That's what
is ranking
saying.
Higher than your ass.
That's what I'm saying. Like, she wanted that name. It was like her people were like, let's just come up with something else. No, it, the Fab Gab. I said what I said.
Oh, girl.
And I am not changing it. Somebody posted an article on this website that says, ask yourself these five questions before getting plastic surgery. Hashtag own it, honey.
Oh, girl.
H-U-N-N-I. This woman is grown. Hashtag be real. Now, the problem is that the photograph attached to this article is four back-to-back pictures of Little Kim at her just absolute worst. Just like some of the worst moments that Little Kim has ever experienced photographically.
I have to find this. I have to find it.
Wow.
And she has a recipe for prosciutto and goat cheese watermelon pizza on this website.
Prosciutto.
I'm not classy.
I think it's
and I don't like the taste of that meat. Jesus, God.
I mean, just bad pictures.
Ask yourself these five. Why would she do that, though? She could put her own damn pictures up for that.
That's what okay, so Little Kim fans clearly came in and, you know, let the bitch have it. They posted a photograph of her, and the caption says, all we can do is laugh at this Incredible Hulk-looking bitch.
Oh, Lord.
Jurassic Park asshole, them Jumanji teeth. Here's you have to look at the picture.
They fucked her nose up. Or is that, oh, no. I thought the stands did that. Is that really what her nose looks like?
I can't even tell you at this point.
Okay.
I know it don't look great. So she left a comment and said, suck my dick, thirsty bitch.
Cool.
You fighting for a stranger about a stranger, dumbass. I didn't even write the post. If you could read, you would see the person name that wrote it, fool. I own the website, but you can keep searching thefabgab.co while you search for a life. And then she put thefabgab.com, but I don't think that's...
don't think it is either.
Anyway.
Well...
So Nitty I just
played
feel
herself,
like,
right?
Right. It doesn't even matter if you didn't write it. Like, what was the point in putting a Little Kim's pictures up with that thing? I said the exact same thing as you. Why would, since you're the one who is owning the fact that you changed your nose 17 times and owning the fact that you did this to your cheeks or whatever the fuck, like, why not use a picture of you smiling with those big brand new teeth?
Right.
Like, why wouldn't they post your picture? What was the point of posting that? That was shady, and it. Is your website that you keep talking about. So, bitch, don't nobody know whoever the fuck Tom, Dick, and Harry posted their shit?
Right.
They're coming to you.
It's not even that I'm opposed to using Lil' Kim's pictures in a story about questions you should ask before. I mean, and not that it's not relevant. So if anybody has been under the knife, it's Lil' Kim. But you don't have no space to talk about nobody is the point. Regardless of whether
but
you wrote the story or not.
Ooh, own it. Own it like I did.
Sweetheart. Okay.
Then put your own picture. She's so weird.
Do you own it or do you sit there and give up a whole bunch of excuses and reasons for doing whatever it is you wanted to do and then get around to the point? Because to me, owning it is somebody being like, actually, I'm not even going to address this. Or if I do, I'm simply going to say I'm a grown ass woman and I do what the fuck I want to do. And that's the end of it. Like, there's no justification for plastic surgery as far as other people are concerned. I'm not going to do that. I'm not wasting my time with that. But and, okay, Nene.
And your clothing line looked like a bunch of wacky inflatable arm flailing.
That QVC shit?
Yeah.
Come on. She got all these 50-year-old white women calling like, QVC.
They should be standing outside
paying of $20 a month.
Standing outside a car dealership with their hands up in the air, just shaking.
It's just like, it's all like loose, big tunics and shit. Like,
car
who wears this? God damn.
She would put...
Mimi Leakes is not fashionable.
But I'm just so passionate.
You don't have a personal sense of style.
Fashion, you know, I just love fashion. I shop every day.
Okay. You can love fashion all you want to, but there's a very big difference between having a personal sense of style and buying stuff because everybody else told you it was cute or it was in or whatever else. And she's definitely in the latter.
Last but not least, rumor has it that Rihanna and Drake are dating again. Apparently Drake has always wanted to make, you know, Rihanna his right hand and his go-to.
Has Rihanna confirmed this? Because I don't know if I believe this.
I just don't think that that is a thing that will, like, actually happen. Like, a you know, I feel like even if, let's say, they show up to every event and sit next to all of the shows together for, like, the rest of the year, I'm going to be sitting at home, like, I'm just waiting for the day for Rihanna to get bored and be like, all right, girl, bye. You know, so, like, right. I just feel exactly. like Rihanna's just, like, young and she just doesn't want to.
I mean,
just
and she's on top of the world. She has it all.
She's the baddest. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's just like,
Drake is so, like, full of emotions. Who wants to be bothered?
I mean, if she's going to date somebody, like, that's the nigga to date.
Oh, you definitely.
Know what I'm saying? Like, power couple-wise.
Where is she going to find somebody on her level? I get that.
Like.
I get it.
And Drake is fine.
When that beard grows in, yes, he is. I agree. Otherwise, he kind of looks like a toenail.
Drake is attractive enough.
That you right about that. You are right about that, especially with that body.
In comparison to a few other ladies and their boyfriends... And what they look like in comparison to their boyfriends.
I'm wondering who you're referring to right now.
I just feel like Drake and Rihanna. I didn't say anybody's name.
I was like,
and
who got an ugly, stupid boyfriend?
One couple. Not at all.
No, not just one. But
I actually get, like, I'm baffled by how many, like, beautiful women, not even just in entertainment, date these niggas. Like, just... What is it?
Well, so many men are ugly anyway. Like, I just, I don't know. It
but
seems
so
like
many
it's
men
almost
are fine.
But see, fine men don't have any incentive to act right or do right because everybody is already falling over themselves to get his attention. Don't be a fine nigga with a nice body and a good job and some money. Oh, please. You ain't got to worry about being decent at all.
And that's why you have to be Rihanna because Rihanna's like,
shit.
You know, I could just get one of these old ugly ass motherfucking hamster wheel face ass niggas
out
here.
Could.
Who would be the greatest nigga ever to me. And you know what I'm saying? Or I could fuck who I want to that's attractive to me that ain't shit. But then I just won't commit. I'll just do whatever the fuck I want to.
You know, and I get that. I feel that. I
don't
feel like
need
that's
a nigga
where I am
nothing.
Right now. Right. And that's a beautiful place to be in for a woman when literally a nigga has nothing that he like needs to do for you.
Nothing
at all.
You can do nothing for me,
so be fun or have some good dick or something.
But I'm into Aubrey. So
are you?
I am.
I would be if I felt like if it was at all real, but I just don't. Rihanna's in the middle of this tour. Drake is touring too, right? Him and Future.
I think they're about to tour. Yeah.
All that, like, I just don't. This is peak hoe season for the both of them. Why get into a relationship now?
Because she's Rihanna, he's Drake.
Okay, all right.
you
over there looking all
starry-eyed. It's literally up to Rihanna. And I don't even, like, honestly, how many hoes throw themselves at Drake in comparison to the hoes that throw themselves at Rihanna? Like, on a daily basis, like, just...
I feel like Drake gets way more pussy thrown at him than Rihanna gets dick thrown at
That's
her.
What I'm saying.
Yeah.
But Drake would be the one who would be like, get out of my house, bitch. She just texted me. It's official.
Oh, you
get
mean like Rihanna got it like that.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Like, he's waiting on that bitch to be like, I guess. You know that's how she's going to do it. She's going to be like...
If we must.
Fine. Yeah. Let me send a group text.
Tell I guess
leave me alone.
Aubrey.
Settling down or whatever.
Like, yeah, I don't believe it, but it's cute anyway.
I think they're adorable. Yeah. So whatever. So that's it.
We're not talking about your girl this week.
Who?
Your girl? If we're bringing up things that hurt.
What are you talking about?
Your friend and her 20-minute Facebook video.
20 minutes. I don't even know what you're talking about.
Okay. Well, I'll leave it alone then. Let's take a break.
No, you can talk. What is it?
I was just going to ask you about, you know, your friend Azealia and her new 8 shades lighter complexion and her whole 22-minute Facebook rant that she went on. But if you haven't even seen the video, then there's really no point in us discussing it.
You know, at this point, I just really want for her to have a happy life. And I want for her to do whatever it is that makes her happy and be artsy and just be happy. And if you know, doing the Vibes Cartel thing and bleaching your skin or whatever, if that makes you happy, girl, I could not care any less. It does not bother me. I don't even make an effort to know at this point. It just makes me so tired because I'm not asking you
to defend her. I just was wondering if we were going to talk about it at all.
I'm not interested in defending, offending. I am literally I'm not even courtside. I am in the nosebleeds.
Okay.
I'm out serving fish plates with Keisha because I just don't want any part. I just want for that girl to be happy. That's it.
The only thing I really felt about it is kind of like the way I felt about Nene and all this extra that you're doing. You did. She's on a bike, I guess. She has a helmet on in this video. And she's talking about everything other than I just wanted to bleach my skin. Like, it's all this, you know, black people just have to assimilate and white culture. And it's the same as getting a weave. And y'all didn't say nothing when my edges was gone from my 36-inch tracks. And except I'm very rich. And I wanted to be light skinned, and so I went for it. Like, just say it. I understand that this is it's a complex issue behind it, but all this extraness and trying to make it seem like it's just the same as any old beauty procedure and all this. Like, girl, just say I wanted to be lighter. You wanted to be lighter. That's so evident. It's very obvious. You did not enjoy being dark skinned, or you did not enjoy the way people treated you when you were dark skinned, which is real, but. All this extra, instead of just being like, this is what I wanted to do, so I did it. I don't get that. I don't understand
that. So should people make you feel like something's wrong with it?
Do I feel like, excuse me?
So I'm asking you, should people make you feel like there's something wrong with it if that's just what you wanted to do?
Make her feel like there's something wrong with bleaching her skin? Mm. I mean.
Because the thing, and her aside, because for
that's
me.
That's complicated, because bleaching your skin is actually fucked up. Like, not even just on some anti-blackness shit, but like. The literal chemicals you
right,
are putting onto your body, right? Like, it's a totally, I feel like it's, I don't really see how she could compare that to getting a weave or straightening your hair when it's like so much deeper than that. But I do think people need to understand that Azealia wanting to bleach her skin doesn't happen in a vacuum. It's not just she woke up one day and was like, oh, being dark is terrible. You know, I want to be Alicia Keys colored. It's not that simple. There's a lot that happened to push her to that place, but at the same time, all this fake justification is pointless. We don't need all that. You just want it to be light.
The skin bleaching thing is something that I have been aware of for quite some time, just because it's been some shit going on in Jamaica for like I don't even know how long. And I've always been just, it's not even something that I wouldn't even sit up here and try and say like, oh, you don't love yourself and you blah, blah, blah. Because I personally don't think that it's the same as getting all of those things done, but I do think it's similar in the sense of if you want to change the way that you look, you have the right to do that. Just I would try not to make yourself look crazy, you know what I'm saying? Like, try, like, do it in a way at least so where you don't look like super not human. Like, not something that is extreme. The thing with the skin bleaching is that I don't really think that there's anything wrong with it, or that it's anti-black, or you hate yourself, or you ignorant for it, but I just don't understand it, period.
I feel like it's definitely anti-black. Like, I don't see how it could not be. Like, it's literally what you're doing. It's like, trying to remove the pigment from your skin.
I don't think that, I mean, yes, in that sense. I just don't think that it's like you don't, like, you hate blackness or you hate black. You probably hate your blackness, but I just don't think that that doesn't mean that you, like, don't. I don't know. I don't think
it makes you an anti-black person, but you're definitely doing something that falls in line with anti-black ideals and practices.
For sure. I just don't think, my thing is, I don't take it there when I see it. When I see it, I just don't understand why you would do it at all. I don't understand why you would want for your skin to be lighter. And I guess I could understand why you would want for your skin to be lighter. But even, like, I remember being in, like, high school and them talking about Lil' Kim bleaching her skin. And I was like, bleaching her skin? Like, how do you do that? I don't
right?
even. It's just always seemed like something that's, like, scary and dangerous. It sounds like it hurts. And I just don't. I've never even understand why you would want to do it, period. And I hear people in Jamaica talk about, like, niggas go and get their skins bleached because, like, women really find it attractive. And they're out there looking like Casper the Friendly.
Right.
And I'm just like,
ashy.
Why? This looks crazy. Like, I just don't.
But that's how much our society and different cultures even, that's how much they value whiteness and proximity to whiteness. Because there's no reason to want to bleach your skin other than wanting to be light-skinned. There's no other reason, because that's all it does for you. So I feel like the fact that whiteness and being close to whiteness is so heavily valued and desired is what pushes a lot of people to this. And a lot of people do get shit for being dark skinned. A lot of people, and I've seen Azealia get shit for being dark skinned, called a roach and ugly little black bitch and everything else. Like, I see that, but that I just would not have expected her, of all people, with her whole pro-black message and like Afrocentric everything, I would not have expected her to do that.
She said she was going to vote for Donald Trump.
Oh, did she? Okay.
What? This was ages ago.
I mean, I don't, trust me, I don't keep up on your girl. This only.
You know more about what the bitches, I didn't know that.
Nigga sent, well, I don't know how you didn't see that video, because it was
I don't
everywhere.
Know anything. You know why? Because I ask people to leave me out of it, because I am not interested, because it is exhausting to me. And I like her. So I don't even like, I don't even understand at all, but I do know that there is a very important conversation behind that about colorism and that sort of thing. I personally feel like if you want to be light-skinned, okay, girl, like, I just, you figure it out.
But are you really light-skinned, or do you just end up looking like recycled paper?
My thing is, I have never seen somebody who has bleached their skin and it looks like...
It doesn't look like they were born with that skin color.
It just doesn't come out looking the way that you would think if you wanted to be light-skinned or whatever. So, again, I just don't understand doing it. But I am very happy in the skin that God gave me. You know, I talk to him every single day. He's like, you still black, girl? I'm like, yeah, girl. And so, you know, I don't feel... I'm tired.
Okay.
It's like, okay.
That's it. I just wondered, because a bunch of people have asked me about it, so I figured.
Why do people ask you about this bitch that you don't like?
Well, you would have to ask those people, but I think it's because they know that I will say something about her if I feel like it's, like, first of all, an interesting topic, and secondly, if I feel like it was actually some shit to go down. Like, normally when people tag me in Azealia News, I'm like, I don't care, because this is irrelevant. Like, this just doesn't. This doesn't matter to me. But the fact that that video was everywhere and I kept seeing it, and then that she went in for so long on all these reasons and justifications and explanations, when all she had to say was, I wanted to be light. So the fact that y'all just kill yourselves and bend over backwards to explain yourselves to the public, I'll never understand.
Me neither.
All right, let's take a break. Hey guys, this episode of The Read is also brought to you by Third Love. It's time to relieve yourself from the pain and agony of the below average bra. Third Love has a 24/7 t-shirt bra that is the most comfortable bra I have ever owned. It's smoothing and invisible under every outfit. I'm actually wearing it right now. The cups are made from memory foam, so they mold to your shape and give you the perfect fit. It is so comfortable. It is the only bra I own that I don't take off as soon as I come in the house. I actually took a nap earlier wearing this bra. It just fits to you like another skin. It's just so super comfortable. So anybody with titties definitely needs to try this bra. And Third Love stands behind it so much that they are willing to let you guys try it for free. Yes, a free bra and a good bra on top of that. You can wear it for 30 days, take the tags off, wash it, sleep in it like I do. If you love it, just keep it and they'll charge your card. If you don't, send it back for free and your card won't be charged. It's that simple. So go to thirdlove.com/read to get started today. That's thirdlove.com/READ. Get started today. Let your titties know that you love them and let's move on.
Okay, we're back and it's time for the letters from y'all niggas at the house.
It is. Send your questions to asktheread@gmail.com. We may just read them aloud on the show. How do we start today? Well, Okay, so our first question comes from someone who calls herself Fed Up Friend. And she says, I had a falling out with my BFF a little over a month ago. She asked me to run an errand for her and I couldn't commit because I had to work. Typically, I don't have to tell her no, and that seems to be why she cocked an attitude with me. I've called her and texted her since then with no response. Then I asked her what's the problem on Memorial Day, and she replied nothing, of course, but declined to hanging out. I have not spoken to her since then. Within the last month, she's kicked it with my other friends in the club, and when they asked her if she's spoken to me lately, she said, don't ask questions you already know the answer to. I'm extremely upset with her because being upset over something this petty seems out of character, but considering I can't remember anything else, this has to be the reason that she's mad. I would reach out to her again, but I feel like that I've Sorry, but I feel like I've done that already. Our friendship is worth it, but I also don't want to be a kiss ass, especially when I know I haven't done anything wrong. Should I let it go and chuck it as a loss, or swallow my pride and try to reach out to her one last time? If so, how? Please keep in mind I'm pissed and I don't plan on being extra nice. Thanks, guys. I love your show. Keep doing what you're doing. Well, friend.
Well, bye, girl.
This seems like a stupid thing to decide that you are not going to talk to your friend about, like, or over no more. Like, this just seems really dumb.
She asked you
to run an errand for her and you couldn't do it because you were at work. And so now she's not speaking to you no more.
Does she need you to go and save her mama from a burning building? Or
right.
Something?
Does she need a ride home from the abortion clinic? Like, what was so bad that y'all just are not even on speaking terms no more? How bad could it possibly have been? So I think if it was me, I would. If y'all were that close, like y'all have been friends for however many years or whatever, I would definitely say something, but not like, oh, girl, let's talk about what's wrong or whatever, but just more like, okay, it's time to be real about this situation. Clearly something's wrong. You feel a way, and now I feel a way because you do. So let's just fucking talk about it, because pretending that it's not a thing is not going to work for me.
I would just ask what the problem is and go from there. If there's the response is nothing, well, then I'm finished. And I literally just don't ever need to speak to you again. I don't think that I'm actually emotionally attached to anybody so much that I feel like if some shit like this were to happen and I don't speak to you ever again, that I would just be like I would carry that weight with me for the rest of my life. I don't feel that way about anybody except maybe my mom or dad. I don't feel that way about anyone.
I feel like you having an attitude and going around expressing to other people like, oh, you know why I don't talk to that bitch or whatever else. Like, okay, girl, if you got an issue with me, then talk to me about it. I don't understand how you feel like you mad.
Oh, you know, we can totally talk about it and hash it out. What I'm saying is petty or not petty, extreme, big, small, I don't care what the situation is. If it comes to the, like, this sounds like it's something that is so dumb that I myself probably wouldn't even address it. Like if
this is the reason you're going to stop talking to me, then we just need to not be
friends. Then it's like, okay, whatever. Because I'm not going to come to you. Like, that type of petty shit to me over something. And again, I'm speaking from as a person who does not really feel that emotionally attached to anybody. So if I feel like, oh, you know, this person is upset at me and it's because of something really stupid, I'm just going to let you be upset. Like, I'm not even going to come up to you and be like, are you mad at me because such and such or whatever, blah, blah, blah. I'm not going to do all of that with you at all. So we can just not speak to each other. That's fine with me.
Yeah.
But if people are coming to me all the time and telling me that you saying this and that and the third or whatever to them, and not saying anything to me, then I am going to come up to you and ask you why you're not saying anything
to me. That's my issue, is that she's saying stuff to other people like, oh, I don't talk to her, but she's not actually talking to you about the issue. And when you ask her about it, she's like, oh no, everything's fine, and she's just not talking to you. Like, that's some bitch shit. If something is wrong, tell me what the fuck is wrong.
If you don't want to tell me what's wrong, well then from there I would just say to keep my name out
right, then don't discuss me at all. Then if you can't come to me with the problem you have with me, then keep my name totally out your mouth. Good luck. Let us know how it goes. Our next question comes from Jillian, who says, I was listening to one of your older episodes where you were talking about Naya Rivera's disgusting showering habits. And at one point you mentioned that the only time you were not showering daily was when you were in the depths of your own depression. I'm currently going through some things, and I can honestly say that this is the lowest I've ever felt. I feel alone and wonder whether things will eventually get better. My question to you is, how did you both get over your periods of sadness, and what was the turning point for you? What kinds of things were most helpful in your recovery, and do you have any advice for me as I'm working through everything? Thanks so much. You guys are great. Love, Jillian.
I don't really know how I get over my depression fully. I think that sometimes, like, if this is something that is just happening to you, like if you're depressed because of a specific situation and it's not something that you typically go through, then maybe you just need to, you know, allow yourself to, like a good friend of mine would always say to me, you can throw yourself a pity party, just don't overstay your welcome. And so, like,
that's cute.
You can allow yourself to be sad and be upset. And I think that for me, because it happens so often, I would just be like, okay, I know what this is and I hate it and it sucks. And it feels like the world is ending. But for me, I just get distracted. I love video games. Everybody knows it. I play video games a lot. That helps because it just kind of takes you out of whatever you're currently doing. I also really like to watch comedies. And so, yeah, just do like whatever you would normally do solo that is like super fun for you. And, you know, just allow yourself to get past it because it goes away eventually. If you feel like you need to talk to somebody, like if it's something that's happening frequently, then I would definitely say go and talk to somebody because you would be surprised, even if you go and have a conversation with someone once or twice, what a huge difference it'll make.
Mm-hmm.
And even just the way that you think about stuff. So sorry that you're going through that right now, but...
Or even if you, even if you just have like... one really supportive or understanding friend, like just somebody that you can really talk to.
Yeah, because that's free.
So, you don't have to worry about insurance, copayments, and none of that
if
shit.
If that'll do, then definitely go that route.
Yeah, if you have somebody close to you
maybe
that you can
just... a pastor or somebody, if that's your thing.
Lord, as long as they're not going to tell you to just pray about it. Like somebody who actually listened to what you're going through. Prayer is great, but sometimes you need medicine and sometimes you need to talk. Like... sometimes you need therapy.
Yeah, if it's something that happens continuously, where you know what I'm saying? Like, if you feel like you really have depression and it might be a clinical thing, then definitely find a professional, you know, therapist to analyze you and talk to you and do all of that stuff, because that is extremely helpful. But if you're just, like, really sad about something and you feel like you could use, like, a great conversation, and find somebody great that you trust, that you know won't judge you, that's completely unbiased and all that, and have a conversation with them. But you'll be fine. I'm sure that you will see many bright days. Oh, listen to Happy Face by Destiny's Child.
Why not? That song always does it for me.
I mean, it's a constant reminder.
Yes. So good luck to you. Hopefully you feel better soon. Our last question comes from B, who says, I've been married for almost 8 years, and my husband and I had a blended family when we first said I do. I have two kids from a previous marriage, and he had a daughter from a previous relationship. My youngest son and his daughter were joined at the hip every summer, and I couldn't have asked for anything more since most blended families have major issues. But on the third sum of our marriage... the baby mama said something stupid that prompted my husband to take a DNA test, and sure enough, the little girl is not his. Of course, we were devastated, but we told the baby mama that we didn't care and she was still our kid. Unfortunately, this bitch already had a laundry list of baby daddies, so she flew to California to pick up the little girl, literally ripping our youngest child from our arms, and we never heard from her again. We both agreed that we would put this issue in the past and move forward with our lives, and a year later, we had a child together. Fast forward to 3 weeks ago, and the little girl sent a Facebook message to my husband. Mind you, this whole scenario happened 4 years ago, so it's been 4 whole years of my youngest son having to be counseled and consoled because he missed his sister and didn't understand, and there was nothing we could do to get her because her mama is an ain't shit bitch. But now suddenly the mama's on board to let the little girl come visit us. So me being the nosy bitch that I am, I went on the Facebook page, and sure enough, she and her other child's father are beefing about child support. I brought this to the attention of my husband, but he is just so happy that he finally gets the opportunity to see his little girl, that he is looking past the bullshit just so he can bring the baby out to visit this summer. I'm skeptical because I don't want to put myself or my son back through the madness. My question is, am I wrong for being apprehensive and not wanting to reestablish a relationship with this little girl? Congratulations on everything. Sincerely, B.
Well, I don't think that it's irrational
for you
to feel that way at all.
Especially if your son has been going through it for the past 4 years with his sister gone.
Right. But in that same token, I would say that, like, if you feel like that would be something that would really help your son and put his mind at ease, and you know what I'm saying? And then your husband on top of that, like, I don't know. Maybe you should do one of those old school ass things where you make a list of pros and cons. I don't know, because it just seems like I can see both sides of this,
right?
And it's really rough. But I think that everybody wants to see the little girl again, and I completely understand why you're on the fence about it, but
I don't know. The risk of hurting that youngest child again is just so great, but maybe not to the point where, you know, like, they should just be separated and should never have any contact again or anything else like that. But I think these kids should definitely the situation should be explained to them to the best of their understanding.
Right. I was going to say that next.
Because it seems like, I mean, clearly you're biased against the child's mother. And after what she did, I can't say that I blame you.
But at all.
The thing is that as long as your husband is not that child's biological parent, then there's very little he can do. Especially right. if y'all are in separate states and all the rest of that. So I think your first priority has to be like your kids and making sure that they're good, like as far as understanding the role that this little girl has and who she is to them and how, you know.
Right.
She has a mommy and her mommy could, you know, could have her, you know, in Michigan or wherever they live. And that would just be that. Like,
I was going to say I would be fighting, you know, the urge to be super petty and, you know, let them know that she ain't shit. Basically, it's all her fault.
But see, kids will get that when they get older. They'll
yeah,
like,
that's what it's like.
They're going to be like 17, 18, like, wait a minute.
They'll figure it out on their own and then you won't look like a petty evil right. bitch. It's just going to take longer.
Right.
And you want the burn today.
And then you can back them up when your kids are like, you petty evil bitch. And you could be like, see? Bitch, I told you.
And see, that's when they'll establish the disdain and the scorn themselves. And that's when it really sticks. Because see, if yes. you do it now, they're just going to resent you and feel like it's something wrong with you. Why are you doing so mad at my mama? And all that shit. That lady ain't doing nothing to nobody. But if you let them figure it out on their own, they'll hate that bitch for life.
That's true. And it won't take too much longer for them to get it. Like, kids are smart as fuck.
Oh, yeah.
And they'll figure it out. And...
But yeah, they definitely need to know kind of enough about the situation to not be super devastated.
Right.
If she does decide like, oh, hey, well, bye, y'all. You know what I'm saying? They need to just have an understanding of what's going on now that they're a little bit older and that, you know, nobody's just coming to steal and separate them and that kind of stuff. But
it sounds like this woman is almost using her child to piss off whatever man is in her life.
More than likely.
She's beefing with the baby daddy over child support. So now she's going to let him go stay with her other daddy. Like, why do all this? Why put your kids in the middle of this shit? Like, it's just...
Because people have kids, A, by accident, or B... Or B, just to have a baby. Like, these kids, they're people. They're going to be a grown-ass motherfucker like you one day.
They
and
sure
so
will.
You have to, like, you can't just have them just do whatever the fuck you want. Because, oh, well, whatever. Like, this is a person, and this person is growing, and every single day they're learning and seeing something new, and they're attributing that to their life, and it goes with them. Whether they're going to remember it in 20 years or not is a part of who they are and shaping them at that age. So they see all the bullshit that you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
They are affected by all the bullshit that you're doing, and eventually they're going to get to an age, if they make it, where they're either going to be in a shitload of trouble in life or they're going to hate your guts.
Yep.
So I just,
you
like...
You can't treat your kids like shit or like they're not really people or like they're unimportant or whatever and expect that to have no lasting effects on your relationship with them. Like, it's very easy to manipulate children because most kids have to do whatever their parents say do. But your kids will grow up and one day they will not have to listen to you. They will not have to obey. They will not have to speak politely or with respect. And they're going to treat you the way they really want to in their hearts because they've gotten to that place because you have been such a shitty parent. So I think her mother, more than anything, probably needs to take some real self-reflection and get her shit together.
She
but
needs some counseling.
Yeah. I would talk to my son about it with the little girl there, too. Like,
absolutely.
Like, y'all need to understand that, you know, it's great. We want y'all to be, you know, close and friends and all this other stuff. But, you know, the situation is what it is. And we're all just doing the best we can do with it. So,
and take them to the water park. Them niggas, kids love a water park.
Don't they? And it don't even have to be a good one. Kids honestly love sprinklers. They don't give a fuck.
Anything involving them getting soaking wet from head
yes!
to toe. My God. Crack open a fire hydrant and just let the city's water. Anyway.
It was a park down the street from my grandma's house, and we would go down there. Half the times the sprinklers didn't even work, because, you know, the city don't care about black parks. But when they did, nigga, it was like... All of us running around, and it's literally just water shooting up from the ground. Like, it's no pool. It's no lake. It's not. We're not swimming. We're not jumping in nothing.
And then you would be all in the grass, and then you get itchy. And then you would feel stupid.
So now you itchy and wet. You probably got your socks wet or your tennis shoes wet, something stupid. You come back in the house. You got the nerve to be wet and grassy and smelling like a goat in your grandma's house.
I don't miss it.
So, but anyway, good luck to you all. Shout out to your husband for being what seems to be a great guy. And let us know how it goes. Send your questions to asktherita@gmail.com and we'll be back.
Hey, y'all. This episode is being brought to you by Squarespace. Squarespace is a wonderful place where you can create a website, where you can sell things, talk about yourself, talk about your boyfriend, talk about things you hate, things you love, places you love. And Squarespace allows you to make it beautiful with simple and intuitive building tools, beautiful designs. You can customize, and it's easy as pie. That's how it works.
It's true. It is as easy as pie.
It's from a cartoon. No,
I'm totally with it. They provide trusted and like really intuitive, great commerce services to help you understand every single aspect of your business. And when something goes wrong, they have your back with 24/7 online customer support. Everybody on the care team is an experienced Squarespace user. So when you have questions, they know exactly what sort of issues you're running into and they are happy to help. So you can get started with Squarespace today by going to squarespace.com and entering offer code READ to get 10% off your first purchase. That's right. You start your free trial today. Go set up your website. Do whatever you need to do. Show the world what you have. That's squarespace.com, offer code READ. Set your site apart with Squarespace and let's move on.
Hey guys, this episode is also being brought to you by Bevel, the first and only shaving system for folks with coarse, curly hair and sensitive skin. If that is you, then you need to make sure that you get into it. Shout out to everybody who's already gone and got their kits. Whether it's for you or for bae or for dad or for mom, make sure that you go out and get you one. They've got trimmers, clippers, and things like that coming out very soon. They're super fancy. They've got lights on them and everything. It's awesome. So get in formation.
That's right. Mamas have to shave too. And the Bevel shaving system is clinically proven to prevent and reduce razor bumps. You know, even we ladies, you know, enjoy keeping ourselves smooth and bump free. Multi-blade razors can cause a lot of irritation and nobody has time for that. So again, save 20% off your first month of your Bevel subscription by going to getbevel.com and using promo code THEREAD20. The Bevel razor uses a single blade, which cuts hair above the skin, not beneath, which gets rid of those painful ingrown hairs. There's a reason 9 out of 10 Bevel customers come back month after month. Check them out on Twitter and Facebook because the reviews are pouring in. Everybody loves it. So again, get started today at getbevel.com and use promo code THEREAD20 to get 20% off the first month of your Bevel subscription. Let them know we sent you. Start shaving smarter today, and let's finish the show.
So, it's time for the read.
It sure is. Do you have a read this week?
I guess.
That doesn't sound like a yes.
So, I guess all I want to say is that there comes a time in your life as an adult where, you know, if you're somebody that enjoys drugs and or alcohol, that you really have to be aware of your limit.
Oh, no.
I think it is very important for us, once you get into your late 20s and on in your life, you need to be aware of that point in your partying where it is just like, okay, past this is where shit's going to go left. Now, if you want to get blackout faded at any particular point in your life as an adult, that is your motherfucking business. But you just need to be aware, that's it, of not only where your limit is, but also the way that you behave as a drunk or a high individual. That is why it is very important, ladies and gentlemen, for us to have real friends. Because your friend's job to let you know how you behave when you're under the influence and if that is a problem. You know, everyone has different types of drunks. You've got, you know, the angry drunk that wants to fight everybody. You've got the funny drunk that just wants to go and laugh and live, you know, life like a hippie. You've got the sad drunk that wants to cry about something that happened in a relationship from 15 years ago. You got the hoe drunk, the crazy drunk. You got the drunk that
just disappears.
Like, they have that one last drink and then, oh my God, where are they? And then you just hope you hear from them the next day, but you always do. You have so many different kinds. So it's your friend's job, if you aren't aware, to let you know, hey, friend, this is how you behave. So maybe we should keep it at the limit that it is that you should know because you're grown. I say this because
I was about to ask.
I just, you know, I think that it is unfair, you know, for you to place yourself in situations where somebody now has to be considering whether or not they want to pay legal fees because you have invaded their space and you are under the influence of something that is crazy. I just feel like this happens to me all the time, like all the time. And I don't understand it. You know what I'm saying? I'm not a person who you cannot come up to and have a conversation, even if you're drunk, because I can handle a drunk conversation. But some individuals just have this erratic behavior. Like, y'all just act so strange when you fucked up. And I can't even imagine that you would remember any of it. But there's no reason, if you're going to be that type of drunk or high, whatever, wasted person, that's cool because that's your business. But keep that within your own boundaries. Keep that in your camp. Keep that over there. You know what I'm saying? I should not have to be at any type of a function or anywhere out in public and be like, oh my gosh, this person decided that they wanted to drink 5 bottles of Don Julio or whatever, and now I have to deal with this shit, and I don't even, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's not fair to anybody.
Don't be that girl.
Please party responsibly. That's part of being a grown up and accepting that you do have responsibilities, even if you, you know, are just in love with the party lifestyle. I get it. But you have to know. I said to Dustin this weekend, we were at a club and I got a bottle of Hennessy and I had like 3 drinks, like 3 cups of that Hennessy. And because, mind you, once upon a time,
sure you were high. Well, of course.
Once upon a time, I could do way past that.
Oh, yeah.
But being high and then, like,
high and tipsy, that's a great feeling, but you don't want to fuck up that balance.
At all. That's what I'm saying. So Dustin was like, have one more drink. And I was just like, no, this is where I need
this is my stop.
To be. This is my line. I might tap dance on it sometime, but I'm not crossing it.
That's it.
Because I want to wake up tomorrow and have full recollection of everything that took place. I don't like to be out of control of my own choices and decisions. I don't like to be in a situation where I'm waking up and I'm like, how did I get here? What happened? I think I remember driving a cab into an H&M, but I don't have a cab. Like, I don't want to be that person. God. And I just don't want that for you. So
it's real.
Please, public service announcement, just know your limit. And yes, if you decide that you want to, you know, catapult, just stuff yourself in a cannon and shoot yourself past that limit, shoot it, point it away from me. Just point it in the other direction. Keep that from by me. Because I'm over here cooling. You know what I'm saying?
Oh God. Like, and what's more annoying than super drunk, loud people or people who vomiting or like just doing the most because they drunk? Like, you're annoying, girl.
I said the other day, I was walking somewhere with Tay. We were going out. We were like in Chelsea or Hell's Kitchen or something. And we're walking down the street and this guy is crossing the street and literally stops in the middle of the street as we're crossing it and just starts barfing. Like, he just starts throwing up right in the middle of the street. And I'm just, and I was like, out loud, as an adult, I just feel like it is important for us to know how much liquor we may not have so that we are not throwing up in front of people. And I can't,
like, he probably couldn't even hear y'all.
I'm sure he did, but that nigga didn't know what the fuck I was talking about. But the point is, I felt better saying it because I hate seeing people throw up.
Yeah.
And even when I do get sick, I don't even remember the last time I've been so, I don't know if I ever have thrown up in front of people.
Oh,
I know I've thrown up in front of maybe like my friends, but I haven't just been in public somewhere and was just like, oh, and now everybody has to deal with the fact that there is puke everywhere.
I did at the Saints game a couple years ago.
We didn't have to.
It was real bad. I don't remember a lot of that, but I have not drank like that since then. That was a bad moment.
I feel like even if I have, I've had to throw up from liquor like probably within the past few years, but I make it. I make it to a toilet. I make it to somewhere where I won't be just assaulting, just hammerheading my way into everybody else's vision with my vomit.
Right.
It's not fair.
People who get that drunk, it's like, are you trying to get away from something?
I'd be so concerned. Like, what's wrong?
Are you okay?
I know we can't talk about it now because you don't know what the fuck I'm talking about, but I just really, is this your friend? Is this your friend?
Somebody come get her. That ain't good for her.
I be trying to be so PC, but I can't do it. Oh my God. Especially if I'm not drunk yet. If I'm already drunk, then I'll be like, you know what? Okay. Like, we're on the same. I'm fucked up. Like, I'll just walk away. Like, I'll just be like, whatever. But when I'm not even there yet and here and now I have to deal with it, it's just like, we can talk. But, like, why are you, like, trying to take my phone out of my pocket? Or, like, it's just, like, weird stuff. Just, like,
drunk niggas.
Just so drunk. Or like, oh, I'm gonna come in and give you a lap dance or something like that. And I'm just like, first of all, sweetheart, you're on the wrong side. Like, that's not
girls
try to give me lap dances. Guys have tried to back it up on me before. And that's just not where I position myself in the land of dubbing. You know what I'm saying? Like, I prefer to be on the other side of the person.
Okay.
So please.
You want to be the one doing the backing up or the one giving the lap dance?
You know, I just feel like, you know, you have to go for what you know. And that's my comfort zone.
Okay.
So right. I just prefer to be male, female. I just prefer to be on that side of things.
Yeah. I mean, I can't imagine how awkward it must be for a girl to be trying to give you a lap dance in the club. Like, really, girl? Really? What are we doing? What is this for?
I just am not interested.
Do they know you? Do they think like it's cute or fun? Or are they like
attracted to you? No, I think most, I don't know. But I think that most girls who have done that are fully aware of the fact that I'm gay.
Oh, okay.
And they're cool. They just think that it's cute. You know what I'm saying? Because whatever. And it's plenty of
girls
like
to party with gay guys because it's more like partying and less like being sexually assaulted
exactly.
all night.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's like, I feel like I'm comfortable enough to do this because I don't feel like you're going to think, okay, so we're going home, right? Like, I can just dance with you and not feel like I have to, like, run away from you for the rest of the night.
Right.
And that's fine. There's plenty of gays that will do with you. But I'm just not one of them.
Yeah. And that's okay, too. You have that right. But I went to the club with Jade on Sunday and it was like, as soon as we got there, I was like, this is why I don't go places where niggas be. Like, I mean, I wanted to be out. Like, I had a good time. But some man tried to talk to me, and I gave him the I have a boyfriend lie. And then excused myself and went and hung out by Jay. And like 20 minutes later, I walked past this man, and he reached out and grabbed me by the arm to, like, grab me towards him. And I was like, are you out of your fucking mind? Like,
why are you touching me? Like, why?
I've already turned you down. Right. So why are you grabbing my arm now? I am not interested. Your breath smells bad. And your face isn't cute.
And that just makes it worse.
Right.
But, like, having a drunk conversation with me, like I said, again, is something that I can deal with. Just do not invade my personal space and be doing all that with your drunk, high, weird ass. Please. Please, 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 please.
Okay. Is that it?
Yep.
That's real. So my read this week goes out to Margaret Wendt, who writes for...
That sounds like it's horrible.
The Globe and Mail, yep. Which I guess is a Toronto... publication. I don't know if you heard about this, but Black Lives Matter showed up at Toronto Pride and was like, y'all got to do better by us, point blank period. This is an extremely white event. It's anti-blackness all up and through this. They had like a list of demands.
I think I did hear about this.
Yeah. So to the credit of the organizers, I think they actually listened and admitted that they had done some things poorly and fell short in some ways. And like, they were like, you know what? You're right. We are anti-black. We have been excluding y'all and not being, you know, inclusive
so
in this event.
Black prides, man, separate of like whatever the city's pride is.
Yes. So shout out to Black Lives Matter Toronto. This young lady, Alexandria Williams, who apparently got up and was like, we're calling y'all out for this historical and current culture of anti-blackness that is deeply embedded in the festival. They had a bunch of demands. One included that they kick out the police floats. Talking about, you know, police shouldn't be allowed to have, you know, floats at the event celebrating policeness when the police do all these things to marginalized communities, including black and gay and people who are both black and gay. Like, these people are discriminated against by the police. Now, whether you feel like that should be done or not, I guess is open to everybody's personal interpretation. But this lady wrote this whole opinion piece about how basically Black Lives Matter is just a bunch of victims and all they have to do is bully and intimidate everybody to get their way. And, you know, you guys are just mad and it's not like anything is really wrong. It's just that you have all these different identities now and identity politics are more important than everything else. So the more minority identities you have, the greater your claim is for oppression. And she kind of like shits on this girl, Janaya Khan, and calls for calling herself themself or calling themself, I should guess, and says that she's Black, queer, gender nonconforming activist, which means there's probably no better place on earth for her to be than here. And the trouble is that when bullies get their way, they just keep on bullying and all this stuff. And I'm just like, this white lady so thoroughly misses the point, I think, that these activists were making. And the fact that the organizations... the organization's organizers, for lack of a better word, like the people who are actually in charge of Pride Toronto, listened to the demands that the group was making and felt like, you know what, you're right, we need to make a change. So while young Margaret thought that her opinion was more important than the actual Pride organizers' opinion, it's just so confusing to me. But what I want to remind her is that all of these organizations, all of these movements, they all started off as far more radical than what you see now and what they've been watered down into. And somebody else, to their credit, published a response piece and said, well, girl, the truth of the matter is that Pride Toronto was founded because of police brutality against gays. And it was a form of protest. It was a form of saying, fuck y'all, y'all can't keep doing this to us. And there's a very similar story in New York and Stonewall Inn and probably all across the fucking North America.
Very, 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 very much.
So it's not like you don't have, it's not like saying, okay, well, listen, police presence, you know, that's something to be discussed. Like, we should really talk about that. You know, it's not like that's so far out of the way and just, oh my God, you're so unreasonable for requesting this and police are great. And just because a few police are bad doesn't mean we can't celebrate them and all else. Okay, so you can feel that way all you want to, but you need to remember that this shit started because people were losing their lives. People didn't have basic ass human rights. And so as time goes on, y'all like to pretend that what pride means now is that nobody can make fun of us and everyone's equal and we're all great and it's just fantastic inclusiveness and everyone gets to come and just feel empowered and even straight people get to participate. Yes, you do get to participate, but it's not for you. And if somebody who is part of a marginalized community has problems with the way that they're being represented by their own community, they are well within their rights to say that. Pride Toronto and Pride anywhere else isn't a white event, or it shouldn't have to be. It shouldn't be a white event, but they almost always end up being that way because y'all like to act like the rest of us have nothing to do with it. Y'all keep Black and brown people out of your events. Y'all keep trans people out of your events. So I think it's great that they did this. But just like with the gay rights movement, just like with the civil rights movement, just like in some ways, like the modern day fat acceptance or body positivity, which is what has been watered down to movement. Like, these things started out as far more radical than what you are dealing with now. And the thing is that I don't think real change is enacted by being passive and as middle of the way and as lukewarm as you can possibly be. Like, niggas don't make changes by being like, oh, okay, well, let's just, you know, see all sides and make sure nobody's feelings are hurt and anything else. Change comes when the oppressed have been oppressed for so long and they are so sick of your shit that they typically physically and sometimes violently react. That is where shit comes from. So the fact that it's been going on for all these years and now you're like, oh, well, it's no big deal. Everybody just needs to get over it. And Black people are just bullies for asking that their considerations be met. Like, there's nothing bullying about that. I don't know why it's like bullying is y'all's buzzword now for somebody is mean to me or somebody says something that hurt my feelings or somebody said something I didn't like. It's not bullying for Black people to say, no, you will accept us and include us in a pride event. Black people are gay too. Black people are trans and bi. They have problems with their families. They face the same shit you face on top of being Black. So when they have concerns and when any other marginalized community has concerns, why don't you just shut the fuck up and listen and do what you can to make them feel included instead of being like, oh, well, it's just that all you minorities are just so mad these days and all you have to do is yell and you get whatever you want. Bitch, that's not how the world works. That's not how anything works. You're just mad because somebody actually listened. You're mad because somebody said, you're right. You know what? We've been doing wrong by y'all and we need to do better. And I wish white people in general would take that mindset of, you know what? We have been doing wrong by y'all and it's time for us to finally admit it. Like, stop acting like nothing is different. Stop acting like nothing is going on. Stop acting like, oh, well, it's been 40, 50 years and everything is better now. Everything is not better now. A whole lot of people are still fucking struggling. So shut the fuck up and listen sometimes instead of being so quick to point the fucking finger.
All right.
That's all I have to say about that.
Well, that's the show.
All right. Make sure you check out The Read at thisistheread.com. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Tumblr at This Is The Read. Do you have any news this week?
I believe I'm really going to get my wisdom tooth taken out tomorrow.
Oh, you really are this time?
Yeah.
Is it hurting?
That's why the episode's supposed to be early.
Oh, right. That's why.
It's not hurting anymore. I just need to do it before we go overseas.
Oh, right.
I just don't want to worry
about it.
Although
it'd probably be cheaper overseas. Although we'll be in London, so maybe not. I don't know how that's going to work now that they're not in the EU. I don't know.
I'm just going to do it tomorrow.
Yeah. That's for the best.
I don't have to think about it at all.
I will be the one like, but how much of a percentage off could you get by going to Europe?
Does that mean I can't go out this weekend?
I mean, you'll probably feel good enough to go out, but you probably won't want to drink. Yeah. So, speaking of London, we'll be there in just a few short weeks. Tickets available at thereadlive.com. Anything else or are we done? You got an acronym?
No, but I'm doing some stuff for Neon soon and really excited about that. It's not going to be anything super huge just yet, but, you know, I'm working on it and I am going to finally start a PlayStation group for those of you out there who are on the PlayStation Network. Well, I'm gonna start like a group of people who have PlayStation Network accounts and that wanna all be friends, and then we can play games together.
Oh,
I just got Overwatch.
I didn't think I knew that that was a thing you could do.
Yeah.
Okay.
I got Overwatch. I played Overwatch with Asante yesterday. And so that was dope. And it's really, anyway.
Oh, Blizzard sued a cheat developer, an Overwatch cheat developer. Did you know that?
Did you really just Google it and read the first headline?
God damn it.
Well, anyway.
I thought Overwatch was an app. I didn't know it was the name of a game. Sorry.
It's the name of a really cool game.
That'll be fun, though. A bunch of people playing online together.
Yeah, so we're thinking we're going to call ourselves Agents of Shade. I also thought of, like, Menace, which would have stood for Merkin' Every Nigga on Sight. Or Merkin, well, it was Merkin' Every Nigga.
Oh, Minos.
It was Merkin' Every Nigga inside at first, but then they said it looked like penis. So now it's Minos.
Merkin' Every Nigga inside. I love that. That's a great, but then what if you have white people in your group?
But see, shade was supposed to stand for
Agents of
Shade is an acronym too. But the point is, it's going to be a thing.
Okay.
I'm going to add y'all. We're going to do online things, I guess, at some point soon. So look out for that and other little treats in the fall, winter time.
All right. Sounds fun.
I'm finished.
All right. See y'all next week.